This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, March 9, 2022, Montana reports 271,464 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 137 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 26 new cases in Gallatin County. That's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 24 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 16 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 14 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 23 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 956. Currently, 79 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,211 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 961,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,300,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Martha Williams, the former director of Montana's State Wildlife Agency, was formally sworn in Tuesday as director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Williams had served as principal deputy director for more than a year when she was nominated last year to the service's top post by President Joe Biden. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is part of the Department of the Interior, manages a variety of fish and wildlife-related programs, including the Endangered Species Management, fisheries, hatcheries, migratory birds, ecological services, and federal wildlife refuges. Williams served as director of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks under former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. She previously worked as an attorney for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks from 1998 to 2011. The Gallatin County Commission unanimously approved adding a pair of ballot questions to ask voters to increase the sales taxes on both medical marijuana and recreational marijuana by 3%. Voters will decide on adding the local option tax to marijuana sales on the primary ballot June 7th. Should either tax pass, the taxes would become effective October 1st. The tax increase would stack with the existing state tax rate on medical and recreational marijuana. If the additional tax passes, the tax rate for medical marijuana sold in Gallatin County would increase to a total of 7%. The tax on recreational marijuana would increase to 23%. Four counties in Montana, Missoula, Dawson, Park, and Yellowstone, have approved similar taxes. Missoula County voters denied an increased tax on medical marijuana. Yellowstone National Park staff reported the park's first grizzly bear sighting of 2022. A pilot doing wildlife research in the park saw the grizzly bear from the air on Monday. The adult bear was seen walking in a meadow in the west central part of the park. Yellowstone's first grizzly sighting last year was reported March 13th, about a week later than this year's first sighting. At that time, a bear was seen interacting with wolves around a carcass at the northern end of the park. Male grizzlies come out of their dens in early March, while females with cubs emerge in April and early May. When bears leave hibernation, they immediately look for food. They often react aggressively during encounters with people at that time, and so, on March 10th, restrictions on certain activities will apply at some bear management areas around Yellowstone. The restrictions will include area and trail closures, minimum group sizes, day use only, and no off-trail travel. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.